Well, it's another Monday, and so let's get on with this adventure. We got a lot of response, didn't we? See some nodding of the head from last week about how often we neglect our own heart, and that's the reason that our lives seem dull sometimes. But you know, it's not this person's fault or that person's fault, but and we kind of have this like bad eraser in our lives, and it just gets, I don't even know how to say it, kind of smudgy. I have no clue what that means, but dull, I guess. So this week I decided to just really follow up on that. It seems that people like being challenged there, and it's simple again today, but it's not easy. The challenge is this: what have you done with the miracles that God has given you? What have you done with them? Maybe it's a health situation, financial situation. Maybe it's someone that forgave you. I don't know what it is, but it is a miracle. And for one reason or another, it just seems that we've wasted it. We're not amazed by it anymore. Like it never happened. I mean, why do we do that? I'm only going to read about 4 or 5 lines here from Mark 8. And again, they've watched him feed thousands. And then they get in the boat and I'll just tell you what they did. They forgot to bring any food for themselves. And then they started arguing with each other. So, I don't know if that resonates with you. But it's just, I'm sorry to say this, but that's, you know, that happens right here in our house sometimes. Love you. But the challenge is this: what have you done with the miracles that God has given you? So here it is, Mark 8:14. But the disciples, they had forgotten to bring any food. They had only one loaf of bread with them in the boat. As they were crossing the lake, Jesus warned them, "Watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Herod." And of Herod. At this, they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, "Why are you arguing about having no bread? Don't you even understand yet?" There's so much really that we could say here. Just keep going. He goes on to tell them about, you know, reminds them of the miracles, and he says, don't you get it yet? Don't you understand that you haven't learned, or you're not bringing with you what's already happened in the past, what I've done for you? I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we can't own up to this challenge. You know, why are we wasting miracles, or what have we done with miracles? Maybe we feel guilty, you know, and we carry that with us. Or maybe there's some unforgiveness in our life, and we're like, I can't believe God would do that for me. I'm just not going to acknowledge it anymore, or whatever. But we could go there, but I just think that we should just stay simple with this and just think about this, that they forgot to bring any. And they start arguing. And he said, don't you understand? He's almost saying, you've seen so much. And here we go again. Now, I don't want to be too harsh here, but maybe the miracle of a child being born, or a spouse that we didn't deserve, or a granddaughter in our life, or that we kind of forget to take care of, or to take on our journey with us in our life that God's given us, and to just really appreciate the miracles that are right around us. You know, it's just so easy to forget that. It's so interesting how the very next thing he does here is he goes to this blind man, and he takes him out of the village, away from his normal surroundings, as if to remove him from what all this stuff he's been hearing all his life. And then rubs some mud on his eyes, and the guy sees. And he tells him, he says, don't go back through there. You don't need all that stuff you've been hearing about. I want you to stay curious about the miracle. So bypass everything you've been hearing, the village. Bypass that, those familiar noises. Take the miracle with you to new places. Don't lose it again by going back to the old ways. And so I asked a second ago, why do we mishandle miracles? And I just have to say, you know, God says to me, you know, Spencer, here we go again. And I think it's because he's done so much for me personally that sometimes I take it for granted. And here are these guys that are supposed to learn from this huge miracle and take it with them, not just leave it behind, but to literally learn from it and to use the resources that they were given. And they didn't. Aurora said to me yesterday, she said she wanted to write down all of the people God had put in her life to get to this point. And she wanted to put it on paper. And I know she was just thinking, I just want to see how amazing it is. And I thought that was an incredible statement. So I wonder if we could just pull over today or this week, get in the recliner, sit back, close our eyes, and just think about all the things that we could have learned from God that He's still trying to share with us through miracles or teach us that because we've mishandled the miracle or we haven't been a good steward of it. And to just take a moment to be thankful for it and amazed by it again, because if you just look around, you still have those miracles right around you. And we can start taking better care of them. And live, rather than pointing and arguing and doing those things, I know that it happens in the houses and in people's lives, we can live more amazed, and our lives can be much more adventurous. I hope you'll do that. God bless you. Have a great week.